This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The state has issued new school crisis guidelines to help colleges and schools to prepare and respond to large-scale emergencies. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The guidelines lay out the steps schools should take in crises like the death of a student, a natural disaster, or an active shooter situation. Jefferson County School District's John McDonald says there have been 10 school shootings in Colorado since 1999.
We're seeing the same failures over and over again. It has to get better. We have to do better.
Schools would identify crisis team members, train staff on crisis situations, and make active shooter drills standard practice in all schools. The guidelines also outline mental health resources to help communities after a tragedy. Organizers say Colorado's guidelines are the most comprehensive in the country. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Police released more details about the DUI arrest of Broomfield Democratic State lawmaker Matt Gray. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
According to a police report, Representative Gray was picking up his children from school when staff called police because they suspected he had been drinking. As he was being put in a patrol car, Gray, a former assistant prosecutor, told police he was friends with the local district attorney, while also saying officers should not give him special treatment. Meanwhile, DA Brian Mason said he would recuse himself from Gray's case. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Residents in a North Denver neighborhood may have to leave their homes after a pipe broke and flooded an entire city block over the weekend. Waters have receded, leaving behind layers of mud and residents having to dig out their cars. Denver Water says it expects to restore service to the area by early Tuesday, and they've committed to paying for repairs to homes damaged by the pipe burst. This is CPR News and KRCC.